following is a remastered version of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pulse Gamecast, episode 22. I am Greatall, running solo tonight. Jay, as I tweeted out earlier, has come down with the flu and is out sick. So that's why we're recording the show and not streaming. He is a co-host and cameraman and sound guy all in one. So we will welcome him back next week. Hopefully he'll be feeling better, but tonight it's the Greatall show. Alrighty, so what I've been doing this past week is, of course, playing The Elder Scrolls Online. I'm still enjoying it. I still have tunes only in the single-digit levels, because I'm just busy running around exploring, crafting, mainly gathering, really enjoying the sorcerer with Destruction Staff, so that's really fun. I'm enjoying that. I'm thinking about starting probably tomorrow, maybe trying out a Nightblade, which is their rogue, and going archer with maybe a wood elf. I'm also thinking about rolling a new tune on one of the different factions. I played Daggerfall, Covenant, or just Daggerfall. I'm thinking about trying Aldemari or whatever, trying those guys out with another sorcerer going high elf this time, but we'll see. But it is a good game. I highly recommend checking it out. It is fun. I finished up Mass Effect 2 with my FemShep engineer. I always get a little gray in this area, if you're familiar with the game, when it comes time for the big mission at the end, as to whether, because it's a very gray area and a very fine line as far as helping Legion. And if you played the game, you know what I'm talking about. Helping Legion and gaining his loyalty, or rescuing the crew. If you do one, you usually can't do the other. So this time I opted to just go straight after the crew. Of course, grabbing the Reaper IFF was the final thing I did, so we were ready to go. Finished the final mission with 11 crew members alive. Legion, of course, died. He wasn't loyal. One of the rare occurrences, I actually managed to keep Jack alive. That's always been tough for me, but finished that. Moved on to Mass Effect 3, where I've restarted FemShep as an engineer again. And I'm not too far into it, but I am enjoying it. So that's really fun. I'm a big Mass Effect fan, as you well know. That's what's been keeping me busy this week. Moving on to news. I'm surprised this first bit of news. I'm surprised this hasn't happened yet in 10 and a half years, I think. There is a Russian player of WoW, and I absolutely cannot pronounce his name, because it's in the Cyrillic alphabet. It's his name is X, a backwards looking N, YPKO. So whatever. He has completed, as the first WoW player ever, all 2,057. That's 57 achievements in WoW, including, I believe, 205 feats of strength. If you're not a WoW player or never were a WoW player, the Feats of Strength were the old achievements that are no longer applicable. You know, they've closed, whatever. The NPC is gone, or the mount that you would get is now like a freebie instead of a raid type thing, stuff like that. So those were just called Feats of Strength. But he has completed all 2,057 of them. First player in 10 and a half years. The game came out, October, November of 2004. I found the article on Kotaku. They gave a link to the guy's armory page. You can look him up with his 21,000 achievement points. So yeah, there he goes. He holds the record until Warlords of Draenor comes out later on this year, and then I'm sure he'll get all of those as well. Moving on, They've announced October 7th of this year. October 7th will be a big game day. Three big old titles are dropping that day, that same day. Alien Isolation, which I've talked about quite a bit on the show. Middle Earth Mordor. I'm honestly not 100% sure what that is. I believe the Middle Earth games are kind of an RTS. I never really played them, but I believe that's what they are. And a game that I'm really excited about, Dragon Age Inquisition. If you just pay attention to anything I've said, you can probably pick up on the fact that I'm kind of a BioWare fanboy. I'm not going to say fanboy is a little too strong, but I do love me some BioWare games, whether it's WOTOR, Dragon Age, Mass Effect, things like that. So I'm really looking forward to, of course, Alien Isolation and Dragon Age Inquisition, all on the same day. Yeah, well, I'll probably get both of them. I'm sure Dragon Age is going to suck me right in. I'm one of the few people you'll probably ever meet that liked Dragon Age 2. I know it was a little too linear, it was a little too by the nose, and I get that. And, you know, for me, the first one, the first Dragon Age, which is the one, of course, everyone loves, felt a little too, I don't know how to describe it. It was a little too clunky. I don't know. It just wasn't all quite there for me. I think honestly what it was is I played Dragon Age 2, then I went back and played 1, so that was probably my mistake. But Inquisition, of course, is going to be huge. It's going to be open world. Of course, there's story. Of course, there's quests. But it's going to be gigantic, they said. I want to say I've read an article that said it's going to be as big or bigger than Skyrim. So there we go. It's going to be a big old honking game. Can't wait for it. I'm sure what'll happen is I'll be scared like a little girl from Alien Isolation, and I'll need to take a break with Dragon Age. So good day for me. Check those games out if you're looking for something really cool. Let's see here. Carbine has just announced today that this Friday, the 25th of April, they will hold a bonus beta weekend for WildStar Online. Now, what they've been doing for the weekend beta keys, you've had to go to a partner site to get them. IGN, you know, massively. The fan sites like WildStar Network, stuff like that. They've all had a weekend where they gave away, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 40,000 keys. This weekend, what they're doing is, Carbine has said, if you have been in a WildStar beta, a WildStar weekend beta, you're coming back in this weekend. So I don't know how many people that's going to be. Probably quite a lot. That will begin this Friday, the 25th of April at 10 a.m. Eastern. And will end Monday 28th at 3 a.m. Eastern. What they're going to do is they're going to, just for this beta, of course, they're going to raise the level cap to 25. I think right now it's, I want to say 17 or maybe 20. I'm not sure. But they're going to raise the level cap to 25, and every player that logs in will be given a hoverboard. Now, this is one of the pre-order mounts, I believe it is. You know, hoverboard, think back to Back to the Future 2, Marty McFly's hovering skateboard. So everyone will have a hoverboard. You'll be able to fly around on that thing. And like I said, level cap will be 25. Also, if you are planning on playing the game and you get into this beta, be sure to log in every day. Even though this is a bonus beta, it's also going to count for the daily login, the special boxes, the prize boxes you get when the game goes live. So log in, get your boxes, check out the beta, have fun. I actually played this past weekend. I forgot to mention this in the intro. There was a weekend beta this past weekend. I really focused on my Dominion Medic. Now, I didn't play her a whole lot. I'm still, honestly, just 5th, 6th level. And, you know, I've talked about it before. I don't want to really push myself in betas because I don't want the burnout. I don't want to experience the game and when it launches and, oh, what do I do now? But the Medic was fun. I enjoyed it. It's a neat looking class. I didn't really get to 15 where you really get to get all your extra skills and change your loadout and everything like that. But it was fun. I had initially said I'm probably going to go engineer when the game launches. The medic kind of gave the engineer a run for its money, in my opinion. We'll see how that goes. Moving on, Sony Online Entertainment. They have announced today, I believe it was, that the All Access Pass, I guess that's what they're calling it, where you pay the $15 a month and you gain membership level access to all of Sony's games, they've moved that to the 29th. I believe that was supposed to actually happen today. But they have moved it to 29th. One of the SOE, my cat's rubbing the microphone. One of the SOE devs, Dexella, she's the one who posted it. And she just said they want to ensure that the access, you know, goes off without a hitch. Everything's working fine. So they've pushed it back a week. It will be available next week. So they said also, if you're a current Sony player, there's probably not going to be an update, a patch this week, because they'll be focusing on the All Access Pass. So just keep that in mind, and next week, who knows, I might be subscribing back to Sony and getting that membership level EQ1 access. We'll see how that goes. Today being April 22nd, has seen a new DLC show up on the market. This is one I've mentioned before, and one I'm pretty excited about. Batman Arkham Origins, Cold Cold Heart. I've talked about this a couple different times. Of course, this is our introduction to Mr. Freeze, Victor Freeze. So we get to see his origin story in the Batman origin universe, I guess, for a lack of a better word. We get to see him show up, get his backstory, see what's going on with Nora, see if she's her circumstances are any different, which I do not believe they are. Of course, Batman will have a new bat suit, which I was watching the video for it, and it looks like it's heated. Yeah, imagine that. But it looks like it has like little heater coils throughout the suit to keep him warm. Also, it totally encloses his head, so of course to keep frostbite from affecting his face. On top of the bat suit, he has new gadgets. One looked like a heated batarang, you know, for breaking down ice or things frozen inside of the ice, of course. It looks like he also has one or two new moves. If you're familiar with Batman, you know what I'm talking about. His different parries, his counters, things like that. It looks like he has a couple new little things going on in the DLC. Today, that is available on Steam, the PlayStation Network, and the Xbox Live Marketplace. I think that's what Xbox calls it. $10. $10 for DLC. I haven't read or seen anyone who's played it yet on how long the DLC actually takes you to get through. I imagine probably a couple hours. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But I hope to pick this up this weekend, and because I've been itching to start Arkham Origins over. Do another playthrough. I've only played through once. I've been holding off on this DLC to drop before I begin my second one, but this sounds like a good time, good as time as any. Also, I was thinking today, I never finished Bioshock Infinite's Episode 2 Burial at Sea DLC. I haven't finished that. I have a friend who has finished it, and she posted on social media about finishing it. And she said the tears were flowing, and maybe that kind of, on a subconscious level, affected me. wanted me to delay it as long as inevitable, because, you know, if you played Bioshock Infinite, you know those endings are pretty rough. So we'll see what happens. But also, I've been itching to finally finish, because there again, I've read people's reactions. I've been trying to finish, I should finish Telltale's The Walking Dead, the first season. I have not finished that either, just because apparently when that game came out, one of the big things was to post, not reaction videos, but your after you have just finished the game face, and apparently there was a lot of tears, so it's The Walking Dead. You can only imagine how that's going to end with Clementine and Lee, but I should probably just suck it up and do it, because of course there's the DLC 400 days, and season 2 of The Walking Dead is out, and I think they're on the second or maybe even the third episode of that. So, just some more, I never thought I'd see the day, but the games are just piling up and there's not enough time in the day, but, and first world problem, I know, but hey, it's a good problem to have. Well, thanks a lot for joining me for this super short solo Pulse Gamecast here at hollowsweetmedia.com. We'll look for this episode to drop next week. Like I said, by then, Jay should be with us. Be sure to check out some of our sister podcasts here at hollowsweetmedia.com. We have A Worthy Opponent for World of Warcraft's Hearthstone, the CCG, which, as I said last week, did drop on iPad, and I've been playing a lot of. You can find me as Greydoll #1507 on Battle.net. Just shoot me a friend invite. We'll throw down some cards. You can find The Secret World podcast here on Hollow Sweet Media, Beyond the Veil, Tribbles and Ecstasy for Star Trek Online, which I believe had a season just drop, which is a big content patch, season 9. Be sure to check out Tribbles and Ecstasy. Katsu, who hosts that show, will have some information for you on that. Thanks again for joining us, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Hollowsweet Media. Join us next week at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check hollowsweetmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at The Pulse Gamecast. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to thepulsegamecast@gmail.com.